Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You ready for this?
Oh, I'm very ready. I'm so excited. Okay, ready?
You ready?
Three, two, one.
Now, here's a look at what's sunny across Central Florida on 105.9 Sunny FM. Here's your host, Michael Rafferty.
National Safe Boating Week is March 18th through the 24th. And here to tell us all about it is Division Commander Martin Goodwin of the U.S. Coast Guard Auxiliary Flotilla 4-3. Martin, thanks for being on Sunny Across Central Florida.
And thank you for having me.
I've always thought of boating, you know, it's like an extension of driving a car. I know a lot of people don't think that way because it's just an open expanse and there's no lanes and there's no... Tell us about the Safe Boating Week.
Well, National Safe Boating Week essentially kicks off the boating season. It is usually the week before the Memorial Day holiday, and it's a campaign that emphasizes and reinforces safety on the water, the wearing of life jackets, and just using common sense when boaters are out there. One of the big components of what we do in the auxiliary is recreational boating safety. And that's a huge component of outreach and trying to get with the boating community. And we have a variety of different program areas, and we emphasize those during a National Safe Boating Week.
All right, so let's talk about those programs. I started to say, some people think of boating as just, well, you know, just get in the boat and go. Because right. There's no lanes and there's no...
Well, and that's the problem. There are no lanes. And the boating statistics show, the accident statistics show, that most of the injuries and fatalities that we have with boat accidents are either boats running into stationary objects or boats running into each other.
Which is incredible when you think about boats running into each other. Like I said, it's such an expanse. But it happens.
It happens. Does.
All right, so let's talk about some of the programs you have.
We have a vessel safety examination program where we go out and we do courtesy vessel safety checks for recreational boaters. So what this entails is going out and looking over the vessel to make sure it has the proper safety equipment, has the required number of life jackets, has a throwable life jacket, for example, or a throwable life ring if someone falls overboard, that has the proper fire extinguishers and the proper lighting and sound signals. We offer these courtesy vessel safety checks to provide boaters with awareness of the equipment that's required, but also some suggestions for being out on the water.
Well, when you get your boat registered, is it like a car? Because, you know, I don't have a boat, I don't know. But is it like a car, like you have to have an inspection or you don't?
No. You don't have to have a license.
Oh, wow. Okay. There's the problem right there.
Exactly. We often see brand new boat owners who come out and say, well, you know, I've just bought this nice 30-foot boat and I'm taking it out for the first time. Tell me what I need to do. That's where we have some of the issues. There are requirements for anybody born after January 1st, 1988, to take a safe boating course before they operate a vessel over 10 horsepower. So there are different conditions. And of course, we do have state regulations with respect to jet skiing and ages and requirements for jet ski riders.
Well, I never thought of that because there's so many different vessels now. It used to be just a boat and an engine. Now it's all this stuff, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So a lot of people have jet skis. What would be some of the differences for the requirements for a jet ski as opposed to just a boat?
The operator has to be, I believe, over 16 years of age, and there are requirements. They have to wear a life jacket. Riders have to have an engine cutoff device, a lanyard, which will cut off the engine if you fall off of the jet ski.
Ah.
You know, jet skis appeal to the younger population. Those are the individuals who would need that boater safety card, need to have taken a boating safety class. We don't really check for that, but we do offer, again, those courtesy inspections, and it's our opportunity to get out and speak with the public, not only about the requirements of safety equipment on their vessel and some suggestions, but also to connect with them and talk about life jacket wear and having a sound-producing device, a whistle or something on your life jacket, and just have that conversation. And we have that conversation at the ramp or at the dock, right at the point where the boating experience is going to begin.
Yeah, because it's not just the boat, because you have, you know, there are people diving, there are people in the water,
exactly.
And there are symbols and there are floaty devices. You got to understand what that means. And not all boats have radios.
Exactly. That's a big thing, too. Many people rely on their cell phone when they go out for a day on the water. What many people aren't aware of is if you go offshore and you go more than about 3 miles offshore, you're not going to have any cell coverage whatsoever. And the other danger is that your cell phone could fall overboard. More than likely, it can run out of power. And if you're stuck out there without a radio, that's why we emphasize those visual display or visual distress signals. So we can inform the boater and educate the boater on how to attract attention if they are having some trouble out on the water.
These are the things you don't think about, you know, when you're going out on a boat. Because you'd say, well, I'm not going to go that far out. And then you decide to, or you drift. And then suddenly there you are with no cell bars and on a sandbar, and you're kind of in trouble.
Well, that's true.
Now, the Coast Guard Auxiliary offers safe boating courses.
Yes, we do. The most popular course is the About Boating Safely course. It's an 8-hour course. It's one day. It takes recreational boaters through the information that they really need to know to be safe on the water. We also offer a 16-week course, which is called Boating Skills and Seamanship. And that is a much more in-depth study of the different components of operating a vessel, how to trailer it, launching a vessel, navigation, radio procedures, emergency devices, emergency signaling, those types of things. That 16-week course is once a week for about 3 hours a class. So it's pretty in-depth.
Can you get your boat checked out by the Coast Guard Auxiliary for free? Or?
Oh, sure. Yeah, we do offer the courtesy vessel safety checks, as does the U.S. Power Squadron. If you want to find your local individual or organization that can offer that for you, you can Google, I want a vessel safety check. That will bring up a number of different options, but you can take a look at the Coast Guard Auxiliary option. You can take a look at the Power Squadron option. When we get that kind of a message through our system, it gets sent out to the 5 closest vessel examiners. And that vessel examiner will then get in touch with the individual requesting the safety check and coordinate a time and place to meet up and conduct an inspection.
Well, that's great because that's, you know, not that it's free. It's just it's extensive and it's necessary.
Right. And let me correct myself. I called it an inspection, and it really is not an inspection per se, but again, it's a vessel safety check. So there are no repercussions from failing a vessel safety check or for not meeting the requirements of a vessel safety check. It's simply we let the boater know what corrective action must be taken in order for them to pass the vessel safety check. And once they do pass the vessel safety check, we do provide them with a sticker that goes on their boat that indicates that they have passed the vessel safety check. And those are good for 1 year.
Oh, good. So you can actually do this every year to make sure.
We do this every year, yes.
Let's talk about the Coast Guard Auxiliary.
Sure.
Everybody knows what the Coast Guard is, but what's the Coast Guard Auxiliary?
Well, we are the uniformed, all-volunteer component of the United States Coast Guard. We consist of over 25,000 members in operational units throughout the country, in Puerto Rico and the U.S. Virgin Islands, also in American Samoa and Guam. Our primary mission is to promote and improve recreational boating safety, and we do that through conducting those classes, those safe boating classes, conducting the vessel safety checks. We visit different marine dealers and marinas and make sure that we foster a relationship with them so we can do outreach to their clientele. We also conduct on-the-water patrols, safety patrols. We also conduct air patrols. So we have an aviation component. We've got a surface operations component, and we've got all of those other program areas to help support that recreational boating safety mission. We also act as a force multiplier for the Coast Guard. So we are authorized to engage in any activity that the Coast Guard does with the exception of military operations and law enforcement. So we have some of our members who stand watches at Coast Guard stations. They stand communications watches. They stand gate watches. We have members who update navigational charts. We even have members who serve on galleys on Coast Guard cutters. What we do as a component of the Coast Guard is we're that support mechanism and we're that force multiplier to help the Coast Guard in achieve their missions.
Well, what are the requirements to become a member?
You just have to be over 17 years old and you have to have the ability to pass a background check. No prior service is required. You don't have to be in any particular skill or occupation in order to join us. We'd love to have people come out and check us out and see what we're all about. It's an absolutely amazing experience. being able to work side by side with the Coast Guard, being able to connect with the recreational boating community, how that all comes together, especially during times like National Safe Boating Week, when we're out at the ramp and we're working side by side with our Coast Guard active duty family to make sure that recreational boating safety mission is accomplished.
And during hurricane season, I'm sure you're on alert.
During hurricane season, many of our members actually stand watches in the emergency operations centers in our area. During Hurricane Irma, we had Coast Guard auxiliary personnel stationed at the Lake County Emergency Operations Center. We were in the Volusia County Emergency Operations Center. I believe we were also in the Orange County and Brevard County Emergency Operations Centers.
It's a thing you never think about. You know, everybody thinks about other things, but the Coast Guard auxiliary is, like you just said, you don't even have to have requirements. You know, you just come in and they'll take care of you.
Right.
Yeah.
But, you know, the thing is, you do have to be...
the requirements of age, yeah.
Right. But you do have to understand that we are all volunteer. So we buy our own uniforms. We outfit our own vessels for offering them up for use to the Coast Guard for safety patrols and such things. So there is some cost involved, but it's minimal. We share among each other, obviously, to help defray a lot of that. But the biggest thing is, if you're interested in boating safety, or working to support the Coast Guard, this is the organization that pretty much does all that.
All right. So if you are interested in all that, or if you just want to get some safe boating tips, what's the website we can go to?
CGAUX.org.
CGAUX.org. .org. And you go on there and you can just, if you just want the safe boating tips, it's right there.
Exactly.
And you can set up an, not calling an inspection.
Vessel safety check.
Vessel safety check. And it's a thing where you're not going to get, you failed and you're going to be carted away and your boat's going to be locked up. No, it's just for you to be more safe. And that's what they want to do.
Exactly. Right? And again, I can't emphasize this enough. It's our opportunity to have a conversation with that boater at the point where that individual's putting the boat in the water and they're about to have that experience on the water. It's our opportunity to sit there and remind the boaters about life jacket wear, about safety equipment, about rules of the road. And we do get a lot of questions with respect to what the proper wear of a life jacket is or what they need to do if they get into trouble. One of the biggest things that we emphasize is filing a float plan. Now, we're all pretty much familiar with a flight plan. When aircraft take off, they file a flight plan. It's also a good idea to do something similar. It's called a float plan. And that simply is letting somebody on shore know, A, that you're going out, B, where you're going, and see what time you're going to be back. And if any of that changes, make contact with that individual on shore and let them know. If you decide to stay out a little bit longer because it's a beautiful day and you were expected back at, let's say, 5 o'clock, but you want to stay out until 7 o'clock, you need to let that individual know. And you also need to let that individual know that if you fail to return, if you do not call that individual when you tell them that you're going to be back at the ramp or at the dock, that individual needs to call the authorities and let them know that you are overdue.
And if you have an issue and you are involved in something and some authority comes on your boat and needs to get some answers about something, all they got to do, they look at the sticker on your boat, well, that cuts their work in half because, okay, we know about the boat. We know that already, so now we can move on to whatever the issue would be.
Right.
It's like when you have stickers on your house for the fire department.
Exactly.
We know who's in here. We know there's animals involved. We know the house is blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. So it's a win-win.
It is.
And you learn things, and you can help your friends and say, you know, this is what I need on my boat, and you don't seem to have that, and let me help you with that.
Exactly.
And then everybody's safe, like you said. All right, so National Safe Boating Week starts May 18th through the 24th. Contact your local Coast Guard auxiliary, and they will help you get your boat shipshape. Sorry about the pun, but, you know, they'll help you get your boat up to speed. And like I said, like he said, like Martin said, they're not going to take your boat away from you if you have issues, but they are going to point them out and say, you know, get these taken care of and you'll find yourself in better shape should something happen. Well, Division Commander Martin Goodwin, thank you so much for being on Sunny Across Central Florida.
And thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.